the impact of food safety legislation. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox. You know, making our food as safe as possible is important to everyone. The debate comes from the best way to do it. The American Farm Bureau's Jonna Miller has more.
New food safety legislation aimed at closing gaps in the Food and Drug Administration's oversight of many food products wouldn't have much of an impact on most farmers and ranchers, according to American Farm Bureau food safety specialist Kelly Ludlam.
If you're a grains producer or a livestock producer producing meat, for example, it largely doesn't affect you at all. If you are a specialty crops producer growing fruits and vegetables, the legislation essentially restates FDA's current authority to regulate the safety of fresh fruits and vegetables.
Ludlam says most of the changes are for food processors, not home gardeners, as some rumors have suggested.
There's been some talk that this bill would, for example, outlaw backyard gardening or prohibit people from saving pumpkin seeds, for example, to plant the next year in their garden. Those are simply not the case. So there's been a lot of rumor, I think, that's made the bill seem a lot worse than it actually is.
The bill is caught up in bigger political issues that Congress must deal with before they go home this year. Ludlam says while the bill isn't perfect, it's a big improvement over earlier versions.
I think that we're finally to a good place. The Senate and House passed legislation from the past couple of weeks strike an appropriate balance of focusing FDA's efforts on the areas that need to be focused while not creating confusion and unnecessary heartache for farmers and ranchers who are just trying to make a living.
Jonna Miller, Washington.
Kelly Ludlam says the food safety legislation is really caught up in bigger political issues right now as Congress works to adjourn for the year. It's passed both the House and Senate, but in slightly different forms, just different enough that it can't go to the president until the Senate again passes the version that the House passed recently. So right now, the ball is in the Senate's court. Hope all of you have a safe day. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.